Still Cameron Jerome! Theo Zamora! Unbelievable! Here's Hawk! Deeney! Do not scratch your eyes! You are really seeing the most extraordinary finish here!
You're listening to the Football League Podcast on URN. The Championship Review.
Hello and welcome back to the Football League Podcast here on URN. I'm your host Nick Clay, and this week I'm joined by Jack Newman. How are you, Jack?
I'm good. It's a very lonely studio, but you know, what can you do?
Yeah, we've come in on this, quite frankly, lovely Tuesday morning, afternoon now, to record this podcast. We are unfortunately not able to be joined by anyone else, but we'll have some good chat, won't we, Jack?
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
So, first of all, Jack, we'll start with the Championship. You've got the results there from the weekend. Do any of those jump out at you in particular?
I mean, there really is only one, and that is, of course, Burnley beating Hull 1-0. Obviously, it was at Burnley, so you can't really blame them. And I mean, Burnley, no, you know, credit where credit's due, Burnley do sit third in the table at the moment. So, you know, it was never really going to be an easy game for Hull. But Hull, a team that's just been relegated from the Premier League, you would have thought that they, I mean, Burnley as well, just got relegated from the Premier League last season. You would have thought that they would have been able to perhaps, you know, give a bit of a better showing. But, you know, I think that Hull will sort of move past this game and, you know, look to the next game, and hopefully they'll be able to go on and, you know, keep up their good form and perhaps come away with a title at the end of the season, because they do sit in first place, albeit by goal difference, and they Middlesbrough do of course have a game in hand on them. So, you know, at the moment it's looking like any of the top six teams could win the league.
Massive result for Burnley, wasn't it? Now unbeaten in seven, which is very impressive from them. Sam Vokes with the goal late in the game there. It was destined before that, looking like it was going to be a 0-0. What do you think this can do for Burnley's season? Obviously, they've got Andre Gray in from Bristol, £9 million at the start of the season. He hasn't had perhaps quite the impact they were hoping, but Sam Vokes chipping in with a fair few goals. They obviously lost Danny Ings to Liverpool as well in the summer. So do you think that they sit on 55 points, just 1 point behind Borough, but Borough with two games in hand over them? Do you think they can make a push for automatic, or do you think playoffs is as good as they're going to get?
I think that they can definitely make a push for automatic promotion. You know, Middlesbrough did, of course, slip up and only managed to get a draw on the weekend. But, you know, I think Burnley, you know, you have to win the games that are given to you. And even though Middlesbrough do have two games in hand on them, that Burnley will be hoping now that perhaps Middlesbrough might slip up in one, maybe if not both of those games, and you know they'll be looking to capitalise. You know, they've got a decent goal difference, they've got a plus 22 goal difference, and like you said, only a point behind. But the Championship is a league where really, if you're there or thereabouts coming, you know, if we say in about a couple of months time, if they're still in about third, fourth position, then you know, feasibly they could still get automatic promotion, feasibly they could still win the league. And you know, it's a very competitive league, and you look at, you know, top spot all the way down to sixth, which is obviously the last playoff spot, and they're only separated by 6 points. So, like I said before, you know, feasibly any of those teams could really make a push towards the back end of the season. If you go on a run of about five or six games and you really get your tails up, you know, you can really carry on the form going into the playoffs. And you know, it would surprise me if Burnley didn't make it at least into the playoffs.
Let's look now at the bottom of the Championship. Bolton winning again on the weekend, now unbeaten in three, picking up 7 points from a possible nine in the last three games. They didn't obviously receive a penalty of 12 points. They didn't get served the winding up order from Her Majesty's Revenues and Customs. They managed to postpone that at least until the end of the season. So that gives the team a little bit more confidence, do you think, to actually go out there and play, knowing that they are now in a genuine relegation fight rather than being relegated by the points deduction?
Oh yeah, you know, I definitely agree. I mean, you know, if you would have told me that Bolton would be going on this run of form about a month or two ago, then I would have bitten your hand off, because Bolton really looked dead and buried back then. And you know, I don't know what the manager's saying to the boys week in, week out, but it seems to be working. You know, they sit in 23rd place at the moment on 24 points. Now they're only 3 points away from being out of the relegation zone. But as always in the Championship, trying to stay in that league. It's one of the most, if not the most competitive league in English football. And, you know, I think if Bolton can perhaps pick up, you know, continue their good run of form and pick up the points where they should be picking up the points, if they can beat the teams that are in and around them in that relegation scrap, then I think that they can definitely survive. And, you know, like you say, they might have to take a 12 points deduction at the start of next season, but I think at the moment for them, for the team and the atmosphere around the fans and everyone, I think that the main key for them is to try and stay in this league. I think that if they do get relegated into League One, then it's going to be a lot harder for them to bounce back if they do take that 12 point deduction into League One as well. So I think that, you know, they've just got to continue getting results, and, you know, if they can do that, then I think that the positivity will emanate around the club, and the fans will start having belief that they can perhaps, you know, show some quality that they did show in the Premier League a couple of years ago.
So out of that pack at the bottom, Jack, you've got six teams, from Fulham in 19th down to Charlton at the bottom, separated by only 5 points. Who do you think is looking likely to go down this season, and who do you think is going to escape the drop?
See, that's a tough one. You know, I would have said Bolton, but like you say, they're on a good run of form at the moment. Charlton, I don't really know what's going wrong with Charlton at the moment. You know, they seem to start off the season okay, and then they've sort of slipped back in the last couple of weeks, and now they find themselves at the bottom of the table. I think if Charlton want to improve, they're going to have to, you know, improve their defence. They're going to have to change their defence, because they do have a minus 30 goal difference, which, you know, doesn't bode well, especially if come the end of the season, the relegation scrap is decided by a goal difference. If they do manage to perhaps pick up a couple of wins and finish in 22nd, but go down on goal difference, you know, I think that all of the Charlton players will feel a bit hard done by. But, you know, you look at those bottom six teams, like you say, Fulham, I could see Fulham still surviving in the Championship. You know, Bristol managed to pick up a massive win on the weekend by beating Charlton 1-0 away from home. So I think it will come down to whoever wins in those six games, you know, in the head-to-heads between those six clubs. I think if you can beat the teams that are around you in the relegation scrap, then you've got a very good chance of surviving. Rotherham, again, I've not really been keeping up to date with Rotherham, but again, it's the same for all of those bottom teams that are in a relegation battle. If you can beat the teams around you, then you're going to have a brilliant chance of staying up.
There's a massive game tonight. MK Dons are playing host to Middlesbrough, which is MK Dons game in hand over the four teams around them. Everyone else having played 30, MK only having played 29. If Dons can get anything out of that game, they will move above Bristol on goal difference. It's a tough ask, isn't it? Could it be the game to kickstart either one of those two clubs, push for promotion or subsequently relegation?
See, this is it. I'm not a huge fan of MK Dons. I mean, I don't really keep up to date with how they're doing. But what I do know is that this season they're perhaps missing the likes of Dele Alli. You know, he moved on to Tottenham. And from what I've seen of them so far this season, they've lacked that solid player in midfield. They've lacked that ball-winning midfielder who can, you know, play those decisive balls in behind the defence. And I think at the moment they find themselves struggling because they just lack someone in the midfield who can hold them together, who can, you know, really be the glue in that squad, who can, you know, when they go 1-0 or down, they need a player like your Lampard, like your Gerrard, who says, come on guys, we're not out of this yet, we're only 1-0 down, we can come back. And I think that it is going to be a tough game against Middlesbrough. Obviously Middlesbrough second, we mentioned them earlier, and you know, Middlesbrough will be looking to win this game, because if they win this, they will go top of the league. And even though they are away from home, it's going to be tough for MK Dons to win the game. I think that if they can nick a point and get a well-deserved draw, maybe 1-1 at home against Middlesbrough will be possibly the best result that they can hope for. But you know, again, it's going to be a really tough game.
Massive, massive game. What do you make of the decision from the QPR board to not allow Rob Green to play any more games this season? Because the rules are, the FA rules, if a player plays a certain number of games in a season, then they have to be offered a new contract. Rob Green has played one under that exact amount, and therefore, if he plays one more game this season for us, then we have to give him a new contract. In my opinion, give him a new contract. Mm. I think he's still only 36, 37, I think. That's still a good few years for a goalkeeper left in his career. Edwin van der Sar played until he was 41. Rob Green, a couple of seasons ago, when we were in the Championship last time around, he effectively got us promoted. That playoff game against Derby, he was exceptional. When we went down to 10 men, he made about 3 blinding saves, which kept us in the game. We obviously went on to win the game. I still think he is a fantastic goalkeeper, and I am baffled by the decision to not offer him a new contract, regardless of whether he has played this number of games, because they played him every single game up until the amount where they had to give him a new contract. So if you're playing a player throughout the entirety of the start of the season, surely that means you want him to stay at a club, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. I don't understand the reasoning behind it. But what I do know is that there's been rumours about him perhaps returning to West Ham at the end of the season. And, you know, I think that once you've got a player who you're not going to play, then his mindset starts to change. His mindset starts to think, well, hang on a minute, I'm not playing. They obviously want me to, you know, leave at the end of the season. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to get my mindset into. But, you know, I honestly don't understand it. For me, I think he's one of the best keepers in the Championship, or at least, you know, when we were playing him. Okay, so he made a couple of mistakes so far this season, but, you know, that doesn't warrant you playing him up till one game before you have to offer him a new contract and then just dropping him, because I think that can definitely damage his mentality. And I think that
although we do have Alex Smith, he's in goal now, Rob Green needs to be there to be the perhaps mentor for Alex Smith. Alex Smith is still young, I think he's about 22, 23 years old at the moment, and I think that Robert Green needs to stay around no matter what the club thinks of, you know, this whole contract situation. I think they just need to get him on a new contract.
For a club like QPR, he's just invaluable.
League One review.
So moving now on to League One, Jack. Burton Albion, 4 points clear at the top of the table with 19 wins, 3 draws and 7 losses.
They've just continued on the form in recent weeks, you know. Okay, so they've picked up a couple of defeats, but, you know, you look at the last 10 games, I think they've got about 7 wins in it in their last 10 games, 2 losses and a draw, which, you know, is incredible form. And Walsall are the next best team in League One.
In second place, 4 points back. So I think that, you know, whatever Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank said to the players when he left there, he obviously left them in good stead. And I know he keeps in contact with a couple of the backroom staff at the club, you know, to wish them well and stuff. And it's absolutely amazing. I mean, they've scored 40 goals and they've only conceded 24. So their defence is one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league. But, you know, perhaps they may need to pick up a couple more goals to, you know, really cement that top spot position. But, you know, there's, 16, 17 games left in the season at the moment. So I think if they just need to carry on doing what they're doing, and they just need to keep up their good form and, you know, hopefully progress into the Championship. And I mean, the Championship is going to be tough if they do win the league. Obviously they did win on the weekend against Bradford 3-1. Now Bradford are not any pushovers by any means, so, you know, it was a good win on the weekend for them. And I think that if they can just keep up their good form, if they can just keep doing what they're doing, perhaps score a couple more goals, then, you know, I think that they'll definitely be in the Championship this time next season.
I think personally, if it wasn't for Leicester, Burton Albion would be the story of the season this year, because it's absolutely incredible to take a team from League 2 into League 1. They absolutely walked over League 2. Easy would be an understatement for them last season. This year, I don't think many people will have backed them to do what they've done. To be top of the league, having just come up, and to be 4 points clear, so they're a win ahead of Walsall losing on the weekend. It's absolutely incredible, and I would think that if anyone backed Burton to be top of the league, that they're in for quite a payout, because it's incredible. And it just proves that it wasn't just Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank who was pushing them on. Burton genuinely have a really good squad and a very good chance of making it into the Championship for, I think, the first time in their history, which would be absolutely incredible. Looking at that playoff battle, you've got Coventry on 49 points, and then all the way down to Bradford in 12th, who have 2, even 3 games in hand over some of the teams in and around them. Bradford on 41 points. 8 points separate 5th and 12th. That's an incredibly tight race, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, again, like the Championship, you know, any one of those 8 teams or so could feasibly, you know, make it into the playoffs. If any of them do go on a good run of form, then, you know, they can definitely push up the table. I mean, you look at Barnsley, I think in their last 7 games, they've got 7 wins.
They've won all 7. I was just looking at that.
Which is amazing. And, you know, if they can just carry on this form, they've obviously played 29 games, but if they win their next couple of games that they've got, you know, they'll easily make a push for the playoffs. In terms of Coventry and the teams that are currently in the playoffs at the moment, you know, you look at Wigan and Gillingham, obviously both on 55 points, so there's a bit of a gap to Coventry, 2 games to 2 wins for Coventry to pick up to, you know, be on the same points. But Millwall will be looking to get out of League One and push back into the Championship. And yeah, you know, feasibly any one of those teams could theoretically push up into the playoffs. And I think that I'd like to see Barnsley continue on their good run of form.
They've got a massive game on Saturday against Gillingham, who currently sit in 4th on 55 points. They've got a little bit of a buffer, then back to Coventry in 5th on 49. If Barnsley can win against Gillingham, that drags Gillingham back down into the race and proves that Barnsley really aren't messing around, because they had a very wobbly start to the season, did Barnsley. But as you say, 7 wins from 7, that in itself is the form of champions. And although, obviously, I don't think they're going to win the league, they are in a very strong position. They've got 2 games in hand over Port Vale above them, and a game in hand on Coventry as well. They are looking in a very strong position to push on for the playoffs. And obviously, they came down from the Championship last season. Millwall as well in 6th came down last year, and Wigan above them in 3rd. So the 3 relegated teams, quite spread out. Not as compact as it is in the Championship with the relegated sides. So it would be good to see Barnsley carrying on a bit of a run of form. They, having been relegated, would like to go straight back up, presumably. I think they will have to do it through the playoffs. Millwall as well, I think, are a little bit far adrift of automatic. Wigan, very much in the hunt though. Only 1 point behind Walsall. Walsall do have a game in hand, but they themselves lost 3-0 on the weekend to Millwall. So, incredibly tight race in League 1.
League 2 review.
Okay, so on to League 2 now, Jack. A lot of games called off for the weekend for the weather. County called off, Wimbledon called off, but we can look at top of the table, Northampton. A solid 2-0 victory over bottom of the table, York. York got a man sent off in the 56th minute. Would you have perhaps expected Northampton to score a few more goals, or they were 2-0 up at that point, so perhaps they just rested on their laurels?
You know, perhaps so. I mean, I don't really keep up to date with League 2, but, you know, when you look at Northampton and the format they've been in, you know, in the last 10 games, they've only lost one. And they've won the other 9, so it's really been amazing for them. As for York, you know, going into the season, I think that York were nailed on as being, you know, relegation favourites. They sit on 20 points after 28 games, only winning 4 out of those 28 games, which, you know, again is appalling. And I don't really see any way back for York. You know, you look at that relegation battle as it were. You know, the two teams that are down at the moment, Dagenham and Redbridge, and York, both on 20 points. Dagenham and Redbridge ahead by 2 goals on the goal difference, so they've got a bit better defence than York have so far this season, but I think they'll both be hoping to, you know, try and pick up their form coming up to the back end of the season and try and perhaps score a few more goals. You know, you look at the teams above them, you know, all the way up to 19th, maybe even 18th, they're all, again, you know, when you look at all of the English leagues, they're all the teams that could, if they don't go on a good run of form, if they don't win against teams around them, they could find themselves slipping down the table. I mean, all the way up to 19th place, Stevenage, they're on 28 points. So again, that's 8 points difference at the bottom of the table. And, you know, you've got a lot of teams down there who do have games in hand. You look at Hartlepool, who sit in 22nd. They've only played 25, whereas most of the other teams have played 28, 29, 30 games. So they do have a couple of games in hand, obviously due to bad weather conditions postponing some of their matches. And, you know, I think that they'll definitely be trying to pick up some wins where they can. And, you know, if they can win the games in hand that they've got and, you know, pick up a go on a run of maybe 3 or 4 games, then I think that it would be great for them. As for York, again, like I said, I don't really see any way out of the relegation battle. Same thing could be said for Dagenham and Redbridge, but again, you know, it really depends on how the teams around them play, and if they can pick up a point here or there, then, you know, any team could get relegated.
Yeovil have pulled themselves out of the relegation zone over the last few games, 7 points from a possible 9. That's a good little run of form for them, because they were looking very likely to make it 3 successive relegations.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Yeovil. They were a team who a couple of seasons ago were in the Championship. You know, they got relegated from the Championship, and then they got relegated from League One, which I don't think anyone would have predicted. You know, obviously the Championship going down to League One is definitely a massive step in you know, quality and stuff, and you would have expected Yeovil to perhaps do better last season. They didn't, and now they find themselves perhaps in a relegation scrap to, you know, avoid going out of the English leagues altogether and being relegated down into the conference leagues. But like you say, Yeovil on a good run of form, if they can keep that up, then they should be safe by the end of the season. And I think that they'll be looking to try and get back to the form that saw them get promoted into the Championship all those years ago.
A big result on the weekend for Crawley, beating Stevenage 1-0. It's those games in and around the teams that you want to be winning. Crawley, you'd think, are very much clear of the relegation zone, but it's still a big result for them. Carlisle as well, 2-0 against Accrington. They've got 4 games in hand over some of the teams around them. Could you see Carlisle perhaps making a push for the playoffs?
Again, you know, you look at our top three, you've got Northampton, Plymouth and Oxford. Oxford are 4 points clear of Bristol, who are in fourth place. And you look at Bristol all the way down to, you know, the likes of Carlisle, Exeter, there's only 7 points that separate them. Again, you know, as with many of the English leagues, perhaps not the Premier League at the moment, but, you know, with the lower leagues, the Championship, League One, League Two, these 10 10 or so spaces are only separated by a few points. And if you've got on a good run of form, like you say, you know, Carlisle have got a couple of games in hand. If they can go on and win those, if they win them both, they find themselves on 46 points. If the teams above them perhaps don't perform as well as they're expected to, you know, they might drop down. Look at Accrington are just outside of the playoffs, and they've got two games in hand on Portsmouth, and they're on level points. So if they can pick up a win or two, then they'll push themselves right up into, you know, the playoff spots, and perhaps be challenging for a playoff spot coming into the season. Again, you know, like I've said for every one of these leagues, it's about beating those teams that are in and around you. If you can beat the other teams that are trying to push for a playoff spot and automatic promotion, then you can definitely push come the end of the season to be in that fight for promotion. But again, it all depends on form, really, in the lower leagues especially. You know, you're not going to be fielding those star players that you can perhaps field in the Championship and the Premier League. But
if any of those teams, any of those 8-9 teams, go on a blistering run of form, they can feasibly, I'm not sure if they'll be pushing for automatic promotion, but they can definitely be in that playoff fight.
You're listening to the Football League Podcast on URN.